true. That's true. When I dance alone, I'm not worried about someone else's rhythm. Dance with someone, I can share what moves I've learned, you know? You can show them where to go. You can show them where to go.
Show them where to go.
Show them where to go. Show them where to go.
It's one thing to figure out how your body moves when you're with another person, but it's another thing to figure out how your body moves when you're with yourself. Because then you kind of know a little bit more of what you want to do when you're with them.
WRCT's Mando Richard here. I know DJ Firefly has the beats and trance you love on Wednesday afternoons, but you know, banjo music was the original trance music. Watch that banjo player drool. Find out by tuning in to WRCT for Whiskey Before Breakfast, 11 a.m. Wednesdays. We start off with songs from the liquored up side of the family, close down with a song or two from the gospel side of the family, and in between you'll hear Pittsburgh's most eclectic mix of folk music. 11 a.m. Wednesdays on WRCT Pittsburgh, the perfect warm-up for an afternoon of couch dancing.
Just before that announcement, you heard Machine Drum with the tune Oracle featuring Asia Monet. That's from his new release, 3482. And before that, we heard Home Shake with the tune Simple. That's from their upcoming release, Horsey. We also had I, Jordan in that set with Wrapped Phoenix from I Am Jordan. And right now I have JKJK queued up with Rupture of Two Souls, the Isis Moray remix from Reconstellations. I'm DJ Firefly. You're listening to Couch Dancing on WRCT Pittsburgh.
Oh, Thank you. Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Just before that announcement, you heard Muscle Cars with the tune I Don't Remember the Last Time I Saw Stars from Sugar Honey Iced Tea. Dom Brandt's before that with Beiru, the Danielle Baldelli and Marco Dionigi remix. That's from the Double Trouble EP. Right now you're listening to Doko and the tune Le Long Voyage. I'm DJ Firefly. This is Couch Dancing on WRCT Pittsburgh. You should be able to see the whole playlist online at WRCT.org.
Thank you. Oh, Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
Before that announcement, you heard Hadidi Von Angst with The Big, Ilias and Barrientos before that with When You Gonna, also Robin Ballier with On Fleet from Femme House Volume 2. And now you're listening to Kids Not and Helene Biz with the tune Melting. I'm DJ Firefly. This is Couch Dancing on WRCT Pittsburgh.
Hi, this is Danny Glover, and you're listening to 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh.
Twice. money, no, they give me joy, fine nine. Without the money, I don't feel job, fine nine.
Listening to Alande with the tune You Can, I Can't. Before this, Ben Arsenal, Katarina Sky, and Terry the Voice with the tune Finally Money Comes. M. Wagner before that with Marcy Ave from the new release We Could Stay. And that's about it for me for today. I'm DJ Firefly. You've been listening to Couch Dancing on WRCT Pittsburgh. Feel free to check out my website at djfirefly.com.
Welcome, my friends. It seems as though we are getting to the end of the road for former Trump propagandist Steve Bannon, who, after being sentenced to 4 months in jail, has been out pending appeal. But it seems as though the party will end on July 1st, as Bannon has been told. It is time to report to prison, and it really couldn't happen to a nicer propagandist. NBC News reports, judge orders Steve Bannon to report to prison on July 1 for contempt of Congress sentence. The former Trump advisor was sentenced to 4 months for refusing to comply with the January 6th committee subpoenas, but it had been put on hold while he appealed. Here is Bannon ranting, one might even say raving, more ranting than raving, I would say, but a little bit of both. Let's just listen to what he had to say. This is really wild.
Major legal issues that have to be addressed. All of this is about one thing. This is about shutting down the MAGA movement, shutting down grassroots conservatives, shutting down President Trump. Not only are we winning, we are going to prevail. And every number and every poll shows that. There's nothing that can shut me up and nothing that will shut me up.
You're going to jail.
There's not a prison built or a jail built that will ever shut me up. All victory to MAGA. We're going to win this. We're going to win this. More importantly, we're going to win on November 5th. In an amazing land.
So as you can hear, an antagonist there screaming in the background.
The Senate, the House, and also Donald J. Trump back as President of the United States. Thank you very much.
Lock him up! Lock them up!
You know, it's not usually a good idea after a judge has made a decision to start screaming this way right outside the courtroom. It's not usually what's recommended by counsel. And they are trying to make this all about how the judge is biased and the system and all this stuff. I want to remind you that the judge that ordered Steve Bannon to start his prison sentence on July 1st is not some liberal right left wing extremist. It is a judge appointed by the failed former president and now a convicted felon himself, Donald Trump. So I don't know what to tell you as far as the judge is concerned, but this is the direction that it is going. Other interesting notes here. Bannon was found guilty on two counts of contempt of Congress in July 2022. So it's been almost 2 years since he's been found guilty. It is time to go to prison, my friend. Let's just do it. Bannon's sentence was on hold pending appeal. Lawyers made their case in November. Appeals court upheld the conviction in May. Federal prosecutors filed a motion saying it's time to report to prison. Federal prosecutors argued there's no legal basis to continue staying the sentence. It's just like it's just time to go to prison. That's it. And Bannon's lawyers say, no, no, no. You need to stay this until we go through the full appeals process, maybe even the Supreme Court. And of course, the goal being if Donald Trump gets himself elected president during all of this mishigas, maybe then Trump is able to keep Bannon out of prison, period. It doesn't appear as though that is going to happen. And that is good news. Donald Trump held a rally in Phoenix, Arizona yesterday. That was an atrocity in many ways. The content was atrocious, all meant to go to Phoenix, a place that is central to the debate about immigration and border crossings and so on, and rile up the most horrifying elements of his base. That was atrocious. But it was 108 degrees in Phoenix, Arizona yesterday. They had people waiting outside in the heat for hours. They were dropping like flies. I have video here where people are being taken out on stretchers because of the heat. Several people ended up in the hospital. Can you imagine ending up in the hospital because Trump has you out in 108, by some reports at one point, even 110 degree heat? And why?